You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast. I'm going to go right to the callers. Today I have somebody here from the 708 area code. Hello, 708. Who's this? Hello, 708. So I'm fast, but my computer isn't, apparently. Hold on. Okay, so it's kind of interesting when you have a computer-generated radio program and you actually queue up your callers. So let me see if I can get 708 on the air here. Hold on.
Hi, Mona.
There you are. What's your first name?
This is Pat. I'm from Illinois.
Hi, Pat. What's your question?
Hi. I'd applied for a hardship loan. My husband passed away about a year ago, and thank you. I signed up for the program and thought maybe I could get by. So at the last minute, they were just ending the program, and I submitted it again. And since I started it last year, they said they would, take all my paperwork. Do you think this will go through for me?
Here's the thing, is it's actually, unless you keep rattling their cage and keep calling on a relatively regular basis, it's saying that you're not going to get this loan. So you have two cards that indicate the number 5, which is the number of communication. And what it's saying here is that you need to make the phone call to whomever or send an email to whomever. Because what it keeps saying here is it keeps saying that unless you initiate more communication, you won't get the loan. So just by putting it out there and sort of waiting for something to happen, this says nothing happens. However, what it does say is if you reach out and talk to someone, then your paperwork goes from the bottom of the pile to the top of the pile. So I have to put this one back on you because it says literally you have to be the one that rattles the cage and says, hey, I didn't think I'd need this money, but now I do need this money and I really need it to get myself back set up again. And I haven't heard anything from you guys. What's the status?
Okay.
That's what I would do because here's the thing. You're not being obnoxious. You're not being a bad person. There's nothing you're doing wrong by reaching out to them. It actually says that that's the only way you're actually going to get this money.
Okay.
All right, my friend Pat, thank you for the call. See you later.
You,
okay,
all right,
bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Mona. Good morning. It's Erica.
Hi, Erica. What's your question?
Hi. My question is relating to work. So recently, it's, such a challenging job to work at a juvenile detention center. And so basically you have to babysit. So it's been really challenging for me. And I've gotten some feedback, and I've gotten back to reading the policies and procedures book, and I see how I can grow And that's kind of where my mindset is at the moment. I just want to be like the best, you know, office steward that I can be. And I was wondering how you see my review going in December and any like suggestions to, you know, improve myself that you can pick up on.
Okay, so what I get in your cards here is actually a reason to celebrate that they're, first of all, they like your performance, they like what you're doing, they like that you're not a troublemaker, and the more disciplined you are about learning what you don't know, the better. I don't know if it's part of your job description or requirement to do things like take first aid or CPR, but if they're not a part of your usual job description, I would be proactive and take those. The other thing I would do, and if you really want to make a good impression, is every organization has a safety committee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you volunteer to be on the safety committee, then your review will be absolutely sterling.
Okay.
So, because every organization...
Really... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
We have the, what do you call, like, a group of people, they have a union. We have a union, but I don't think we have a fire or a safety anything.
So,
I mean,
so
we have procedures.
Right. Okay, well, that's fine. But there is usually a group within the union that is sort of a volunteer or collaborative group of some sort. That's what I'm getting. So if what I would do is I would ask your supervisor, hey, is there a safety committee? And if he says, no, we all follow the same policies and procedures, say,
yeah.
Oh, darn. Okay. All right. But I think if you ask, there's a safety committee.
Mm-hmm.
I just think so. If not, then you ask, well, do we have a company bowling league? Do we have a community team? Do we have anything that allows me to participate further in this job in some way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because in every organization, there is, I'm going to call them cliques, but they're not really cliques.
Mm-hmm.
They're groups within the group. And instead of you kind of holding yourself back from getting acquainted with your coworkers, I want you to find a way to be acquainted with your coworkers. So it could be you say, hey, can we all go out for a bowling night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because here's the only thing I'm getting with you is that you have this idea that you're just going to go in and do the job and go home at night. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go in, babysit, do the job, and come home at night. Right? I'm telling you, The way to actually feel connected is by finding the group within the group.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. It makes sense because in the. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, in the past, I've suggested going paintball shooting, and a lot of people were up for that. I've also, what's another one that I can't remember what the other one was, but I mean, for fun. Oh, what do you call when you practice shooting, target shooting? I suggested, and people were interested. So, I mean.
But see, here's the thing. The difference between an idea and an execution is someone coordinating it. So, the cool thing is you suggested it. The other cool thing is there's people like, yeah, heck yeah, I'd be on board with that. Heck yeah, this will be cool. Heck yeah, let's do that. Okay. But then someone has to say, okay, what dates are good for everybody? And somebody has to say that. Okay. Because it's a great idea, but the idea is only 5% of it. Coordinating it is 95% of it. So if you show that you can step up and try and coordinate that, that will filter through the sort of the vibration of the place, like, oh my God, Eric has so much fun. She planned this paintball thing. We had a blast.
Yeah.
And make sure you invite your supervisor.
Oh. Okay.
I'm serious. Because whether your supervisor decides to come or not doesn't matter. The invitation was extended, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
okay.
Your supervisor probably won't come, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my suggestion.
Okay.
The funny thing is I do see a job change for you next year, but you're supposed to be here for now.
What time of next year?
I'm getting March of next year.
Wow. If my review's in December, like, why would I switch so quick?
Because there might be a promotion at your current job.
Oh, okay.
See, the more you show, or maybe a better schedule, whatever it is, the more you show that you're part of the team, and I'm putting team in air quotes, the faster
mm-hmm.
things happen for you in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, now, pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right, bye.
Day.
All right, I've got somebody here from area code 210. Hello, 210. Who's this?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl. What's your question?
So I have one daughter that's in college, the last one's in college, and I just feel that she's kind of growing up as well as growing apart. So do you have any ideas of what I might do in order to remain close? I want her to be independent, but I don't want to lose a long-term connection. And then my second part of the question is, do you see us going into business together?
Okay. So here's the thing. No on the business together unless it's her idea.
It is her idea.
Okay, that's fine. But you have to let her, you have to let her have some separateness. You have to let her go on this adventure on her own. And you have to find something else to do to fill up your day that gives you a sense of joy and satisfaction. Because what I'm getting here is that this says you're going to go for long periods of time without talking to her. But it doesn't mean she doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that it's not that she doesn't think you're the best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter. But what I'm getting is that you really have to put out the vibration, Pearl, that this is her adventure, I really want you to sort of cut that silver thread for now that is on your end, sort of like an anchor to her. You've done a good job with your kids, so let them go show you what a great job you did.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I just wanted one kind of luck, kind of close in the same city, so I could enjoy, you know, one of them and their grandchildren. The others have kind of moved away, so.
Okay, it doesn't mean that anyone doesn't love you. What it means is that this part of your life is now your new direction. And it says here you're a little afraid of your own new direction and that you're still in a way trying to filter your identity through your kids. And so all I'm trying to tell you here is that part of the biggest challenge is for you to now find something that gives you a sense of purpose and joy that has nothing to do with your kids.
Can you see what that is? I don't.
Well, Pearl, that's a full reading. That's not a quick question on my radio show. And it's been a long time since you've actually had a session with me. So you might want to think about how we can explore that down the road. But what I'm getting here is that it's time for you to turn your attention away from your kids, let them fly off from the nest, and you start looking at what you have to contribute to the world. That's what I get for you, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, hang in there. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 313. Let me get them on the air.
Hello, hi, how are you?
I'm good.
My name is Sherelle. Hi, how are you? Sherelle, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. What's your question for me?
Do you see a new car, any financial thing coming my way, move with me, moving, anything? Just been
okay,
on the
which question,
crossword.
Sweetheart, which question do you want me to answer?
Money, anything dealing with finances, anything. That's the
okay,
question.
So here's the thing. The truth of who you are is somebody that has the ability to basically state your truth, and you don't
mm-hmm.
really care if it falls on ears that are receptive or not receptive. It is your ability to tell the truth. Right. I also see a happy marriage with work as soon as you recognize that there's nobody in the world like you. Seriously, as soon as you actually realize there's nobody in the world like you, and I'm going to give you the secret of my success. Are you ready? You got to be quiet for a second. Here's the secret of my success. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. You say to yourself, number one, nobody does what I do the way I do it.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's number one. Number two, the people that are meant to find me will find me. Number two. And the last one is the big one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pay attention. Because here's the thing. When you put it out there that, let's say, you want more money, right? I want more money. That's what you want, right? So then you say, nobody does what I do the way I do it. The people that are meant to find me will find me. And I am going to pay attention. Okay?
Okay.
And by paying attention, everything shifts. Because what I'm getting is I'm getting a job change. I'm getting a job that pays you more money. I'm getting a job that anything that has to do where you can earn a little extra commission would be ideal for you. And the funny thing is the very first thing you mentioned to me was about a car.
Yes.
Right? Why not, with your incredible personality, why not go sell Toyotas or Nissans? Why not?
Oh, no, I don't see myself doing that.
Okay, but see, here's the thing, is that you will attract the people that will buy cars from you. You will attract people that will buy houses from you. You will attract people that work in a high-end accessory shop like Louis Vuitton or Fendi or Chanel or Dior.
Uh-huh.
As soon as people talking with you, then you get this big old honking commission when they buy a $4,000 handbag. So all I'm trying to tell you is look for the places where your amazing personality actually benefits your interaction with people.
Okay.
Because even though you don't think you're a quote-unquote salesperson, that's exactly what you are, because you've been selling yourself your whole life. And I don't mean that in a naughty way. I mean that in the totally HR-appropriate way. What I'm trying to tell you here is what people click into with you is your amazing personality.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so 90% of your success is where your amazing personality can represent a company in some way.
Ooh.
So that's the path to your prosperity. I just want you to think about that. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. Have a wonderful rest
of the
day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hello, Mona.
Hello, 7.
Hey, Mona, how's it going? My name is Tim. How's everything?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Oh, sure. It's Tim, T-I-M.
Oh, hi, Tim. What's your question?
Oh, I just had a question about a hopeful upcoming job. I used to work with some guys years ago. They called me up. They're at a new company and are offering me a job for some stuff that I haven't done for years. I was honest with them.
Yeah, but you're good at it, and it's easy for you.
Okay. This is cool.
Yeah.
Wow,
so here's the thing. Wait. Tim, let me say something.
Sure.
Your cards are so bright and so fabulous and so amazing connected with the opportunity of this job. The only thing that you're going to have to do is work and agree with the political environment of the company. That's all you're going to have to do. Now, the funny thing is you've already been vetted by your friends. We already know that you can do the job well. The nice thing about it is you can do the job well, and it's not in a harried or stressful or uncomfortable environment. It's also saying, even though you don't recognize it right now, it's the job you've been waiting for.
Okay. Well, I've definitely been waiting.
But the fact that you've got this presented to you is awesome. And then you have this card of you taking your happiness seriously and deciding to fall in love with this job. Because these cards couldn't be any more fabulous connected with you working with these people that you used to work with, because you're already liked. You're already respected. They already know that you bring a certain element that's unique to you to the table. So the fact that you've got all that paving the way for you, I'm wondering why you'd even be hesitant about taking the job.
Actually, I wasn't hesitant. I told them I haven't done any of this in years, but yes, finally, because I currently detest my current job. So it's going to take a little time.
I'm happy you said yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds
I'm
good.
Happy.
No problem.
This should be awesome.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right, Tim. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Tony, this is Jackie.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is Jackie.
Oh, hey, Jackie. What's your question?
I'm going to take a little time out, just go away and try to refresh. I was in the middle of doing things for my family and myself to try to put things in order. And I just want to know if it's going to be okay while I'm away.
So you're going to have to take some time away to make sure that they can handle things on their own. But this is saying it's a much needed break for you, and that everything will be okay, and that you have to trust it. By the way, you have my favorite card in your spread here. It's a card called the Fool, which is this big leap of trust That's the conclusion of your reading here. So you absolutely have to take a step back because it says it's time.
Yes, I feel it. And I have to, you know, go back to work after Labor Day. And I know a lot
good.
Of things have changed.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with your phone, but it's sort of going in and out. So if you can hear me, I just want to let you know that this is a good move, and going back to work after Labor Day is a perfect time. So thank you so much for your call. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be talking again soon.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.